Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find that common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And tonight we're going to learn how to become extraordinary with an extraordinary woman by the name of Emily Filarmo. She's the author of the book, How to Permanently Erase Negative Self-Talk So You Can Be Extraordinary. And she's also the founder of Be More Extraordinary Academy. Emily is formerly known as a transformational executive and leadership expert. She has been informally dubbed by her clients as a Be More Extraordinary magician. Emily is the magician that guides you to positively and permanently rewire your programming and self-image. As a result, you transform into the most extraordinary version of you so that you can unleash your full potential and live a fully charged life on your journey to leave a lasting legacy. And so, once again, it's my pleasure to introduce Emily, who was on the show a while back, and I've really wanted to have her back. So, Emily, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, David?
I'm excellent. Excellent. It's a pleasure to have you with us again. I wonder if we could try to review a few things that we talked about in the last program, and we'll hit on some new topics, too. I know that part of your journey has been overcoming some seeming burdens along the way, and I'm wondering if you could tell us just a little bit about your story and how you came to learn that there's a better way to live than to become consumed with challenges.
Yeah, so I was originally born in Taiwan and came over here at 9 years old to the United States as an immigrant, and then had a you know, learn the American way. And along the way, being Asian, I was discriminated against a lot. And there was also a lot of emotional tension at home with my parents. So growing up, it didn't feel like I had the most loving environment at school or at home. And so after I went away to college, to Cornell, you know, that drove me to oversucceed and overachieve so that I could live a better life than I had lived at home. And so these were like the overachieving and perfectionistic parts of me that had me go after the American dream. The images of, okay, you're going to be happy when you make enough money, buy the right house, look a certain way, live in the right neighborhood. So all of Madison Avenue images that say this is the path to happiness. And so I was just basically in a coma, living my life, accumulating stuff and living in the right suburbs and living my life. And all along, I never really realized that I was just settling, thinking that the next thing was going to bring me more happiness. But you know what? At the end, life, the universe, whatever you want to call this, it just purposely gives you a whole bunch of sour lemons that you have to navigate. And mm-hmm. so all of that, I think we all have negative experiences, you know? And so it's how we make sense of them. And a lot of the negative experiences, especially the childhood ones, if we sweep those experiences under the rug and say, I'm not my past anymore, that's when it's going to eventually come back to bite you in some way, in your health, in your bank account, in your love relationships, or in your lack of joy. And that's really the message that I want to share with people is that even though you've been given negative experiences in your journey in some way, shape, or form, we must unburden from the past, because those significant emotional events is what has us downloaded with programming that thinks that we are not good enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, smart enough, not worthy of what we want. So all that negative self-talk that comes up whenever we are trying to improve our lives. And so when we cannot get what we want, you could trace it back to some belief that you have been downloaded from the past. And so in order to take your life to the next level, you have to address the past. So for me, in my 40s, 10 years ago, I got into a really bad spot, and I ended up in depression and panic attacks. And I wanted to blame the person that caused this depression in the first place. But you know what? This person had nothing to do with my depression. He was kind of the tormentor that got me into that state. But ultimately, it was all of my unresolved issues that had me end up in this state of depression. And so it took me a year to get over it. And then 10 years later, when I got laid off by corporate America, I spent 27 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and I had to jump into entrepreneurship after I got laid off. Because I had done the healing earlier, it gave me all the courage and the confidence to really go and unleash the full potential of who I could be. And so when we get to that level where we want more in our lives, when we are so tested by getting laid off or getting a divorce or anything like that, and we have to just put our big boy and big girl pants back on again, well, that's when you can't seem to solve the challenges, you must go backwards in order to move forward. So that's my journey. I've gone backwards so that I can move forward now and found my soul's calling as a Be More Extraordinary Magician.
Well, I guess the first question I would ask you is, how can we move backwards in order to move forwards?
We have to move backwards So some people are naturally in therapy because they're in some kind of conflict and they're not feeling good or depressed or anxious. So for people who have a clinical diagnosis of one of these mental health disorders, yes, they need to get stable and they need licensed professional help in order to get them to that level of stability. But for a lot of us where we are psychologically stable and psychologically healthy, and we want to move to the next level. So how do you move backwards? Well, you move backwards. You don't even know where to start. Like a lot of people say, I don't even know where to start. I say, okay. So the first thing you do is you look at the results for areas of your life. Your health, your bank account/career, and you look at your relationships, especially your romantic relationships. And then you look at your emotional state. How happy are you? So if you put a number to each of those areas, you know, we're all works in progress. There's nobody that I have ever met that is a 10 in all of those areas. So you look at which one is being affected the most. Or you may even have several areas that are affected. So you look at, let's say, the health. Well, you know, I've got 20 pounds that I've been trying to lose for the last 20 years. Or I've got cancer. Or I've got back pain. Or I have these aches and pains that just never want to go away. I have autoimmune disorders. Whatever it is, heart disease. If those are not great, then those results go back to some belief that you were downloaded as a child that you may not deserve what you want. So the voices. So in health, a lot of people want to, this might be a good example. A lot of people want to achieve an ideal weight. And there's a client that I was working with. She had the same 15 pounds that she has been trying to lose for the last 15 years. She would go on a diet, lose a few, and then gain it all back. And so we've got to know this part of her. This is how you start. So this is her protective system. It doesn't want her to lose the last 15 pounds. She hates it, but this protector, this fat protector, is actually trying to protect her from something that it believes is not safe for her. So we got to know, we have to befriend the parts of us that we don't like. So this fat protector, we had the fat protector separate out from her, and she befriended this fat protector. Fat protector was actually, its job was to keep her fat, keep her like her friends, because it was afraid that if it didn't do its job of keeping her fat, keeping her like her friends, it was afraid that if she stood out and was too beautiful and got lots of attention, that, number one, she might get kicked out of her tribe, and number two, she might get criticized because she is too beautiful and she stands out. It's like that nail that sticks up that needs to be hammered down. And then what we did was, okay, so show us a scene of where, show us an image of where you were shot down as that nail that was sticking out. And essentially, this fat protector was stuck in a 7-year-old memory when she was in second grade, teased a lot by her classmates for being a redhead. She was one of only two redheads in the school, so she stood out. So her color of her hair was constantly teased by the classmates and also by her brothers at home. And so this part of her that stood out took on the belief that it was not safe to stand out. So this 7-year-old part of her was actually driving the fat protector to do its job. Let's keep her fat. Because she was also a little bit chubby as a kid, because she just kept eating and eating, and as she got to college, the weight just kept coming on, and she's 5'2" and 15 pounds overweight. So 5'2", that's small, and then she's 15 pounds overweight. It was just too big for her frame. And so that was her lifelong struggle, and that's because the fat protector was protecting the 7-year-old, and the 7-year-old believed, so the fat protector believed it is not safe to stand out, and so it had to use being a little bit chubby as a tool to keep her safe in her box with her friends who are also struggling with weight. So this way, she's not turning heads because she's not feeling good about herself, because she can't get into her skinny jeans, and so she's not standing out. So in order to release, in order to have the fat protector release its job, release its grips, and turn into something more positive, such as helping her to eat healthier for the rest of her life, we had to go and rescue this 7-year-old part of her out of the past who was stuck in the second grade classroom. And so she, as the highest self of who she is, was able to safely go back and reparent, quote-unquote, the 7-year-old part to let her know that we are no longer 7 years old. We're 35, and the fat protector is holding us back from actually feeling good in our skin. And so now that the 7-year-old is unburdened of not safe to stand out, and she knows that she's no longer 7 years old, and the fat protector was able to transform. Instead of keeping her fat, then she was able to have this fat protector turn into the part of her that kept her healthy and had her want to eat healthy every day. So this inner team that was stuck in the past is now in the present with her as part of the voices inside of her, the parts of her that are now encouraging her to eat healthy. Because it no longer is afraid that she is going to get knocked down for standing out, for being beautiful and thin. So the model of healing that I've just described is based on internal family system, modality of psychospiritual healing, and self-leadership. And so this is a model of healing that is evidence, it's been given that evidence-based credentials 6 months ago. And it's essentially saying this is a route to permanent emotional healing and accelerated self-awareness and resilience. And it's also been shown to be effective to treat panic, PTSD, depression, and to improve health outcomes, because they have actually done studies on health outcomes using internal family systems. And so if anyone is interested in understanding the steps of what this is about, they could go and download the steps. They could go to my website on this page called nonegativetalk.com. If they go to nonegativetalk.com, they could immediately download for free this protocol that I just talked about. And it'll give you the steps on the questions that you need to ask these parts of you. Identify the parts of you that you're not happy with that are keeping you stuck. And the things that you need to do in order to unburden from it. So that's an example of how we need to go back into the past in order to move forward. And even something, and since we're talking about health, I just talked about the fat protector. So that fat protector, this client was able to get on this journey of eating healthy once and for all. And so it took her like 6 months to lose the 15 pounds, but nevertheless, she lost it, and she feels really good about herself. And another client that I had worked with had a 20-year debilitating, and these are her words, debilitating struggle with back pain. She thought she had a tumor in her back. She just couldn't move on a lot of the days. And this back pain protector, we had her get to know it. Why is it in her life? And this back pain protector wanted to protect her from feeling emotional pain should she succeed at the next level of her business. Because it was afraid that if she succeeded even more and she was in the spotlight of her greatness, that she would get criticized. And if she got criticized, this back pain protector felt that she couldn't emotionally handle it. And the reason why she couldn't emotionally, it's believed that she couldn't emotionally handle it was because the back pain protector started when she was a teenager, when she had a lot of abuse happen to her by her mom and her dad, a lot of neglect, and she was even hospitalized in a mental institution for a week because of her bad behavior. And she had bad behavior because her mother really didn't accept her for who she was. And so there was a lot of emotional pain involved. And so the back pain started when she was in her teens. And it was a way of just keeping her safe. Because this back pain protector said, I would rather give you physical pain, which is predictable, versus giving you emotional pain. Emotional pain of success. The possible emotional pain of success because you'll get judged and criticized. So this back pain kept her from doing a lot of the things that she needed to do in order to take her business to the next level. And so this back pain didn't know that she was in emotional pain from not being able to succeed to the next level. So we had to get permission to rescue all those teenage parts of her out of the past that were burdened with some version of I'm not enough. And then these teenage parts of her were rescued and she brought them to a Sedona cave where they were safe, and she reparented these parts. And then back pain no longer needed to do its job. Back pain turned into something more positive to encourage her to move forward with her business. And so her 20-year struggle with back pain was cured in 4 hours. So she had two 2-hour sessions with me. Totally. I mean, even by the end of the session, she's like, I could barely move from the beginning of the session. I had pain shooting down my thighs. And now, like, those pains are no longer there. Oh, my God. And she, when she rescued all those teenage parts of her and reparented them, and they're safely in that Sedona cave with her, she's like, I feel like I just got my soul back into my body.
So well, you know, it's amazing. So many people have problems with the human experience in terms of dealing with emotions, and they judge them as good or bad when really all they are different levels of vibration that can manifest in negative ways or positive ways, and yet it's all part of our experience. And I think it's important for us not to judge any of those emotions, but that we need to come to terms with them and realize, and I would like to hear what your take on this is, realize that it all starts at a thought level, and that we can reprogram ourselves and our thoughts so that we don't become consumed by negative emotions.
Yes. Negative emotions, we all have to some extent. You know, there are times when we need to get angry. There are times when we need to get sad. But if those angry parts or those sad parts are around when it's not appropriate, then that means these parts are stuck in the past. They are in an extreme. And so those thoughts that we have, those negative thoughts, they are all rooted in the past. Negative thoughts about yourself, your life. And so it's really identifying and acknowledging that you do have negative thoughts, because awareness is the first step to change. And those negative thoughts and feelings, we have to befriend them. A lot of us hate those negative parts of us, those negative thoughts and feelings. I hate this depressed part of me. I hate this sad part of me. I hate this angry part of me. I hate the shy part of me. I've worked with a lot of clients with shyness, and shyness is an extreme part. And a couple of the clients, their shyness, they went into an extreme shyness when their sibling was born. They were the oldest kids. They got all the attention from mom, but they no longer got attention from mom when their younger brother or sister was born. And a two-year-old does not know how hard it is to be a mom with no sleep. So a two-year-old automatically takes on the belief, I must not be good enough or lovable enough anymore. And that's why mommy is ignoring me. So how do I get her attention? You know, some two-year-olds get wild. Other two-year-olds, they get really shy. And if they get really shy and are in the corner, they'll get the attention of mom. And then that ends up just growing up into adulthood and just covering up all the different negatively affecting all areas of life. So those thought levels, so in other words, we shouldn't be consumed by them, but there's a reason why we're consumed by them, because these are protective parts that think that you're still a child. And that's why we need to get to know them. And that's why if the listeners go to nonegativetalk.com, then we'll give them the steps of how to befriend and love these parts of you that you hate right now. Because these parts of you are afraid of you, something bad happening to you if they don't do their job. So the first step to change is awareness. And as soon as these parts of you feel that you are starting to love them and hear their stories, that is that when they will diminish their effect on you. And then when they're ready, and when the young, vulnerable child parts of you that they're protecting are rescued out of the past, that's when your whole system shifts. And you really believe in yourself, and your negative thoughts turn into positive thoughts and emotions. Is that making sense?
Yes, it is. It is. I've heard you talk about the power of attraction elsewhere. And, you know, and what you were saying about awareness makes perfect sense to me. I guess I have a couple of questions. One, first of all, is how do we maintain awareness in a body that has a mind that has like 60,000 thoughts a day? And so many of them are unconscious thoughts. And what you've been talking about to me speaks to becoming more conscious of what's going on within your mind, within your body, at all levels, so that you can remain present to the moment and you can deal with whatever aspects of your past are coming up and make friends with those parts of you that feel uncomfortable.
Yes. So the parts of you, if you, like a lot of us have these conflicting thoughts and you know, maybe the boyfriend kicked us off or mom kicked us off and maybe you're trying to, like, reach out to somebody, but all these voices inside of you are just having a fight. It's like a, that whole inner committee is in an internal civil war with each other. So one of the ways to start to clear this out, and I do this myself. You know, there are some days on my journey where I have a gazillion things to do and a gazillion demands, and then some of these parts of me are fighting with each other. Write these parts down. Write these voices down. Put it on paper. So this way, it's out of your head. It's on a sheet of paper or in your journal. And when you're ready, when you have the time, or when you go to a coach or your therapist or whoever you find that you trust, or even yourself, you can look at what these parts are trying to say. And you're not forgetting about them, but you're just getting it out of your brain so that it doesn't consume you at the moment, so you can concentrate on whatever it is that you need to do. So get those thoughts out, and those are all parts. And when you go and either read my book, How to Permanently Erase Negative Self-Talk, or go and get the download of the protocol, nonegativetalk.com, you could start to look at these thoughts and emotions and befriend them, externalize them, such as draw a picture of this part of you that's afraid. Oh, this part looks like a guy in a suit of armor. I had a client that had a part that constantly needed to interrupt people. And she said, yeah, people are like, they don't like that. I'm a boss. I can never wait until somebody finishes their sentences. My boss has told me that that's not a good thing to have. But I can't help it. This part just needs to come out. I said, okay, so what does this part look like? Well, as I look at this part, I'm seeing the image of a dragon with its tongue coming out, fiery tongue. I said, okay, that's the image of the part. So we have to befriend these parts. I've had clients where their parts look like SpongeBob, a monkey, a tall plant, a tree, a black box, a red box, a golf ball, Michelin Man. So when you visualize what this part looks like, and that's an easy way of separating out from the part so you can befriend it and go through the protocol that you'll get from nonegativetalk.com to befriend and see, peel back the layers of the onion and see where it's all coming from and see how it's trying to protect you. And the more you befriend it, the more you understand yourself and the more you stop beating yourself up. And actually, when you do decide to do the deeper work, then getting to know all these parts of you and understanding its origins is really going to help you to turn the lemons that you've been given in your life and turn them into lemonade and make a new story for yourself so that you can move forward and understand that every negative experience has been downloaded to you on purpose for the evolution of your soul. And when you can make meaning of why your creator has given you these experiences and make it into something positive, that's when you will have that lightning rod that's going to get you out of bed in the morning and say, now I know why I have been put on this earth. And when you do that healing, come home to your true self and really understand who you are, that's when you get centered and that's when you get happy. You don't need money, status, or stuff to be happy. It's not, money can give you the comfort that you need to put food on the table and live somewhere. But in terms of joy comes from getting in touch with yourself and doing the work, understanding what made you the experiences that made you who you are. And when you understand yourself, that's when you get the courage and the confidence to go beyond your comfort zone. Because the magic in your life happens beyond your comfort zone. And when you do things that are a little bit uncomfortable that you've never done before, but now you have the courage and now you believe that you do deserve what you want, that is when this magical attraction, this law of attraction finally works. Because your vibration of how you feel about yourself gets increased dramatically. Because when you come home to your true self, you're living through the soul and the spirit of who you are. And that vibration gets sent out, and you will be at the right place at the right time. And it's very true, because my clients have manifested magic. I two recent clients. One client, he was a huge, well-known professional that moved from one part of the country to another, and he was in a bad state. For 6 months, he couldn't attract, he couldn't manifest a job. He was feeling so guilty about his father dying and not being able to say what he needed to say on his father's deathbed. So this really just killed his joy for 2 years. And he had been searching and searching to try to resolve this inner angst. He spent thousands of dollars on the big guru programs, all those well-known personal development gurus that are on big stages and fist-pumping events, trying to find the answers in those programs. And that it wasn't there. It wasn't going deep enough. So finally, after I coached him, and this is about like 15 hours of coaching, and we unburdened all of the parts of him that had taken on, I'm not smart enough. And then we realized that the scene that he ended up in on his father's deathbed was a replay of a childhood scene, and we released all of those emotions. And he finally forgave his father, finally said what he needed to say in the way that he needed to complete that process, and had his highest self reparent his 40-something-year-old self stuck in that hospital room, couldn't say goodbye. When we released all of those burdens of the negative energies and the guilt, within 2 weeks of finishing working with me and releasing that biggest trauma, he manifested 3 job offers because his energy shifted. And then another client, she's in her 30s, and she couldn't manifest her dream job. And after only 3 1.5-hour sessions with me, you know, she was in a kind of heavy energy, and we released some of the belief systems, you know, getting to know the protectors and then unburdening limiting beliefs of the vulnerable parts. She got 2 job offers within a week of finishing that portion of the coaching. And she was very skeptical at first. I said, trust me, we let the universe do its thing. We get your vibration to the right place from unburdening these beliefs. Then you'll be at the right place at the right time. And that's how she got her dream job. And now she continues to work with me because now she says, wow, you did this for my career? Okay, now do this for my love life, please. I'm afraid of intimacy, emotional intimacy, and all these other burdens that she has around her body and trying to feel good about attracting a guy. So she says, let's do this because I'm not attracting the right guy. I said, good. We got your career taken care of. Let's do the love life. So this is what can happen. You raise your vibrations through falling madly in love with yourself. And then you take the risks that you've never been able to take before, and then the magic happens.
Well, it sounds like a lot of it is a matter of coming into balance, too. Mm-hmm. You mentioned those 4 or 5 points in the beginning that people should assess. And rate on a 10-point scale. And, you know, as you mentioned, nobody's going to get a perfect 10 because we all do carry some baggage from our past that needs to be dealt with. And a lot of people are just afraid to dig in and peel back the layers of the onion to discover who they truly are. You know, so they put on masks or facades, pretending that everything's okay even when it isn't. But I'm wondering you talk about people that deal first with the job situation as an example and then deal with the relationship situation as an example. Is there some way that we can work at balance at a spiritual level so that we don't need to deal with each situation separately? Or what would you say about that?
Well, it's a matter of you don't even really have to say let's do the job first or whatever. See, all of these areas of our lives are intertwined. So the biggest, the easiest way to go through, you know, what's the most important thing that I need to work on? I know I've got this health issue. I know I have a relationship issue. Okay, look at what is pushing down on the brakes on the bus of your life. Mm-hmm. What are those thoughts? feeling. It's this part of me that gets really jealous when I don't know, I have this jealousy thing. And then whenever I see people have what I want in their body, in their health, in their love relationships, or if I see my husband just look at another woman, I get jealous. So you take the thing that's really bothering you the most, which usually affects every area of your life, then that's a good doorway to go into. You know, I have one client who she's trying to find the love of her life, and but she also has some health issues, you know, smoking issues and whatnot. And every time, you know, she's trying to find a new lover, she goes into extremes. She's like a little bit too pushy and turning off the guys. And then she gets really teary over it, and she gets really affected. So we just take what's in front of us. Like, no, I don't want to talk about my smoking part. I want to talk about, I just reached out to John, and he didn't text me back in the way that he wanted. Is he interested in me or not? I was like, okay, let's just go through that doorway. What's going on? What are you feeling? And then it releases something. It guides us to, like, a seven-year-old part of her that's still stuck in the memory with mom, where mom just didn't even pay attention to her. So you just take what is bothering you, what's the most important thing that's bothering you, and you just keep going. You just keep going. You just take one at a time. You don't have to, like, separate out per se. So, for example, this woman that I just told you about that got the two new job offers, that was her priority. And she also, of course, wanted a relationship thing to all work out. But because she needed to feel safe with me to do the job thing, because that was, first of all, she needed to support herself. But in working with me with the job situation, it gave her and had her feel more and more, you know, she felt safe from the very beginning, but it just gave her much more safety and confidence with what's possible with this work. And now that she coached me for 6 hours already, and now she's like, okay, now I'm ready to go into the really vulnerable parts of me that I won't even let anybody take my clothes off. I'll let them kiss me, but I won't let them take my clothes off or get naked. I don't know why. And she says, well, you know, there's a lot of messages that mom downloaded to say it's not safe to go to, you know, you better not get pregnant, or you better not do this, or all men are after one thing. So all these messages that mom got downloaded into her, you better not get pregnant or whatever, it prevented her from actually getting intimate with somebody. And so I think, especially in the sexuality area, you know, usually people, I'm not billed as a sex, I don't promote myself as a sex coach, but I do become a sex and love and sex coach, because this internal family systems model of healing fixes everything. And sure, if I have videos out there that talk about how to get in touch with your sexuality and feel good about yourself and whatnot, then they would be hiring me as a sex coach. So they would go right there. But in terms of what I do, since I'm marketed as a Be More Extraordinary Magician, you know, people have to develop that level of comfort before they're going into the really vulnerable parts of their lives with me. And but a lot of people do come through the doorway of relationships where they were dumped by the last boyfriend. They're in such a bad spot. They haven't gone through years of therapy. They know that it's their mother issue, and they've had it. They don't want to go to another therapist. They want somebody that's going to just, like, get rid of this stuff for good. And so they get referred to me through one of their friends, or they read my book, or they find my website. And then, you know, because I have a satisfaction guarantee clause, and I love the skeptical people. I was like, I've tried everything. I said, don't worry. This is nothing like what you've experienced. I guarantee it. If you don't even get a shift, I'll give you your money back, which no one has ever asked for, because after they do this, they're like, oh, my God. And recently I took on a new client with an emotional eating part, which she had been trying to fix for 20 years. You know, she's 27, and it started very early. She's been hypnotized, and it started in the past life. So that gets a little more complicated, but the message here is she was very skeptical when she came to me. She's like, I've tried everything, energy healers, hypnosis, you know, you name it, all these weird stuff, psychotherapy, and nothing has addressed this emotional healing part. I know what it is consciously, but I can't seem to move past what it is that I need to do to release it. And sure enough, after the first session, she's like, oh, wow, I've never touched upon this emotional eating part like this. I had no idea it was trying to protect me in this way. Because it was afraid that somebody else was going to starve and die if she didn't take the food. And it gets a little complicated, but the story all makes sense. And so she befriended this part. And this is the first time she actually befriended it and said, oh, I get how you're trying to protect me. And just that deep, deep, deep connection with this emotional eating part just released some things already. And we're still continuing to work on her protective system, because this emotional eating part is also tied into other parts of her, you know, angry part. And so we don't really have permission yet to go to the six-year-old that's stuck in the kitchen when mommy did something bad to her. And even when we did get into the kitchen, and I said, are there any parts of you that are concerned with us being there to try to talk to the six-year-old? And she had all sorts of protectors show up, like, nope, we're not ready to go there yet. You didn't listen to the smart stories. So there were a lot of protectors protecting this traumatized six-year-old. So go into the portion of your life that you just feel most stuck with, whether it be career, whether it be love, whether it be food, because they're all tied in together. And is one session getting to know one protector going to fix your life? No. You have to invest the time and the energy and the resources to do the work to get to know your inner landscape. This is not an overnight process of fixation. And this is not read my book and you'll be fixed forever. No, you have to do the work that is in this book. If you get yourself started, and there's a lot of value in just getting yourself started, spending the time with your protectors and getting to know their story.
Well,
and then eventually if you...
Go ahead, hon.
Then if people really want to get polished up for good, then you do have to invest, I would say, you know, anywhere between 6 and 40 hours with the right internal family systems trained therapist or coach to do the work. And you know, I work with a very specific bucket of people, you know, game changers who are trying to unleash to the next level, you know, people who have had a track record of success and they're just trying to get bigger and bigger. So that's the specific bucket that I work with. And then in my book, I share the website of where they could find other practitioners that are trained in this.
Well, what I was going to ask you was to talk a little bit about your book. I think that would be probably helpful also.
Great. So the book talks about, it's basically, you know, there's my story of hiding shame underneath the mask of perfection, you know, how we all protect ourselves from getting hurt again. And so my overachieving, my perfectionistic parts, you know, it gives you the journey of where I've come from and how I came. You know, it took me 50 years to find my soul's calling. And we all have some sort of calling. And it's up to us to try to find what that is. Even if it's to be the best grandma ever, that's a very fine calling. And I also talk about, chapter 2 is on ghosts of the past haunt you in the present, and why your wounded parts hijack you from moving forward. And so it just talks about stories of that people can resonate with. And I know a lot of the people who respond, who send me emails after reading my book, says, wow. Because this book is full of stories from my clients, you know, with the details changed, of course. And they saw themselves in some of these stories. And then then I talk about how, you know, a love affair with yourself is what unleashes greatness. Because it's you that has the power to release your emotional scars. No one else can do it for you. But, of course, you need the right coach or therapist to help you do that. So when you fall madly in love with yourself, and you will fall madly in love with yourself when you get to know these protective parts of you, and when you get to know these vulnerable parts of you, that's how you fall madly in love, because all these young parts of you are stuck in the past, and they've been trying to get your attention for years through your health problems, through not being able to attract the love of your life, through not being able to attract, get the right job. And so these are all symptoms of the past. So you really need to do the work to fall in love with yourself. Then I talk about internal family system modality developed by Dr. Richard Schwartz versus traditional therapy and self-help modalities. And then I share about, you know, the baggage underneath the love handles and the wrinkles. And it is baggage. It's how to overcome your health, weight, and aging struggles. So if you're stressed out by yourself, if you're stressed out about life and about your relationships, about your job, all that stress is what's going to cause the wrinkles. You're going to age really fast in middle age if you don't deal with your past. No amount of Botox and wrinkle creams and whatnot are going to help you to feel younger. You feel younger from the inside out. Then I have a chapter on relationships. Prince Charming and Fairy Princes in Conflict. How to free yourself from emotional jail. And so the conflicts that we have in our relationships are all due to the insecurity buttons that are being pushed with each other. Not being able to talk to one another from that vulnerable space. Because at the end of the day, a great relationship is about feeling like little kids again. Feeling like we're the five-year-old that can come out and play with the other five-year-old and not being judged and criticized. Because that's what we want in our relationships. But a lot of us have these walls up and not having the courage to have the courageous conversation because we're afraid of rejection. And so there's great stories in that chapter about how people push each other's buttons in their relationships and what it is that is needed in order to overcome jealousy and insecurity and all that other kind of stuff. Because everything is parts of us that are stuck in the past that are making us do stupid things in our relationships. Then there's also a chapter on ghosts of the past haunting your bank account. It's happiness first is going to manifest financial abundance. Because you can't say when I make more money, when I win the lottery, when I attract Prince Charming, I'll finally be happy. Well, guess what? That's not what's going to make you happy. I think most people know that. You have to be happy first and fall in love with yourself first and change your vibrations, improve your vibrations. Then you're going to be able to get what you want. So happiness first, manifest financial abundance. And then I talk about all the fears that we have, fear of success, fear of happiness. Yes, fear. There is such a thing as fear of happiness, fear of failure, fear of change, fear of being a triple threat, fear of being too beautiful, fear of being too handsome, fear of having it all. So these are all of our insecurities, and we need to escape this jail of our insecurities. And so our fears are the doorways through which we can find what needs to be healed. So that's essentially what the book covers. A lot of stuff about every area of your life. And so this is how powerful internal family system modality of healing is. And I've seen it in my clients, and nothing brings me more joy than to do this work and just watching and become very close friends with a lot of my clients. Because these are the people that resonate with me, and I resonate with them, and I just know how great they can be. And I watch them unleash unbelievable, and they just say, I have become the man or the woman that I've always dreamed of becoming. I don't even recognize myself.
When you were talking about fear, it reminded me of an acronym that I'd heard many years ago for fear, and that is face everything and recover. Because what you're talking about is facing everything and going deep, getting mm-hmm. to the core. And I was also intrigued by the woman that you were talking about who also had some past life stuff going on. And so mm-hmm. sometimes we do have to dig pretty deep to get at the yeah. root of things, you know, because there is such a thing as karma, too, that can haunt us from previous lifetimes.
Yes, and in the internal family systems model, we just treat the past life part as just another part. So this other woman with the emotional eating issue, we're at the stage where we are in the process of, her parts are starting to feel safe to actually go back and rescue that part of her that is frozen in the Holocaust. Her past life, she was in the Holocaust.
Mm.
I know it sounds woo-woo, but you know what? That's what was brought up under hypnosis several months ago. And we just work with that part. Because it's not about challenging, okay, is this real or is this not? Well, it is real because it's already a story. And so we just work with that.
Well, we're all the culminations of our own stories, aren't we, at every level?
Yes.
And we need to integrate all those parts to become whole. And
yes.
I loved what you were saying about how it's not enough just to read a book. You need to be willing to do the work. No pain, no gain, so to speak.
And it's the other thing that people have to realize is, yes, no pain, no gain, but our deepest fear, Marianne Williamson's deepest fear quote, our deepest fear is not that inadequate. We already know, you know what? We already know what it's like to be inadequate because we're living it. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure, and it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Being in that spotlight is extremely scary because you will be criticized and judged when you are in the spotlight. It comes with the territory. And it's so scary because we were all judged and criticized at school, at home. And so those young parts of us don't want to experience that again. So until we do the healing, there is no courage to step into the spotlight. Because that is our deepest fear, is to step into our light. But when you step into your light, that is where all the magic is. That is when you will be able to live the life of your dreams and attract what you want. You don't have to know how you're going to get there. Because the universe, the higher power, is going to put you in the right place at the right time. And some people may say, well, that sounds woo-woo. Well, it's not woo-woo. Because I've been experiencing that in the last 4 years of my entrepreneurial journey. Everything that I have manifested, I was like, oh, my gosh, did that just happen? You know, even materializing this book deal. So maybe this will seal the deal and convincing people that are a little skeptical. I got this book deal talking to a total stranger in New York City at a reception for like 100 people. And in the middle of this reception, this guy plants himself next to me and starts just yakking away. I have no idea who he is. He has no idea who I am. You know, he's just asking me, how did you get invited to this party, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts asking me about my work. And wow, fascinating what you do. And he's buying off my energy. And he kept asking and asking. And then he said, Emily, do you have plans on writing a book? It sounds like you have a speaking platform and you're so passionate about what you do and you believe in what you do. I said, well, yeah. 2 weeks ago, I had written in my journal that writing a book in 2014 is a top priority. I have no idea how I'm going to get this done. How do I publish a Kindle? I hate to write. I don't even have an outline. I mean, I know I want to tell stories to my clients. Because they kept saying, Emily, you must write a book. This is what you did for me is so magical. You must write a book. You know, they're the ones who call me a magician. And so I said, okay, all right, wrote it in my journal. And 2 weeks later, I am in New York City standing next to a publisher. He says, oh, don't worry. You don't have to worry about publishing a Kindle. You've been talking to a publisher for the last 20 minutes. I still believe in you because your energy, I know you're going to get this done. I'm willing to take on all the risks of publishing this book. If you want your book published, I'm going to publish it for you. And I said, I don't have a book proposal. I've never written a book. Where do I start? He's like, don't worry, I know you'll figure it out. I'm just buying off your energy. I trust you. So that's an illustration of when you believe in yourself and when you believe that this is truly what you're meant to be doing and you have that higher purpose. It can't be just about money or being famous because that's all ego-driven. You gotta do your inner work and come home to your true self. Make yourself whole by loving all of these parts of you that are stuck in the past. That's how you become whole. Another man or another partner is not going to make you whole, period. And so when you do the work, magic happens. And so I attracted the book deal just standing in the middle of nowhere. And I also attracted an ideal business partner, which I could not even have orchestrated. And I have more stories of stuff that has happened, but through those two stories, I just want to show you that you don't have to know exactly how you're going to get there. As long as you keep taking inspired action, you will be rewarded with getting to where you should be. And that also means you have to have the gut to weather the rejections, the failures, and the speed bumps, because those are guaranteed on your way to success, success in any area of your life, including finding a better relationship.
Well, that's a beautiful message, and I think perhaps that's a good place to stop. Why don't we once again put out your website information? And the name of Emily's book is How to Permanently Erase Negative Self-Talk So You Can Be Extraordinary. And where's the best place to get that, Emily?
That book you can buy on Amazon or BarnesandNobles.com. Or if you prefer to buy it at your bookstore, you could check your bookstores to see if they have it. If they don't have it, they could order it and you'll get it in a couple of days. So anywhere where books are available, you will be able to get How to Permanently Erase Negative Self-Talk. And so if people are interested in that protocol that I mentioned, the Internal Family Systems Protocol for Healing, they could go to nonegativetalk.com, nonegativetalk.com. And enter your email, you get a free download. And if people are interested in checking out my website, that's bemoreextraordinary.com. bemoreextraordinary.com, and then you can contact me through that website, emily@bemoreextraordinary.com.
Well, thank you, Emily. It's been a joy to have you on the show again.
Thank you, David, for having me. I enjoyed sharing the information with your listeners.
All right. Thank well, you have a beautiful
it.
Evening for yourself.
Thank you.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.